The Youth's Instructor, January 22, 1903. He that gathereth not with me scattereth abroad. The gospel of Christ has little to fear from its open enemies. Its most dangerous foes are its pretended friends, unconsecrated Christians, who profess to be serving Christ, while in their lives they deny Him. Such drive many away from the Savior. Christ declares, "He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth abroad." A man is either a Christian or a sinner, an honor or a dishonor to his Redeemer. The Savior says again, "Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is henceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out, and to be trodden under foot of men." As salt that has lost its saving properties is of no value as a preservative, so Christians who have lost their Christlikeness cannot exert a saving influence upon those with whom they come in contact day after day. To be converted means just what it says. It means that selfishness is cast away, and that its place in the heart is filled with the love of Christ. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. He who is a friend of Christ studies His Word and brings its principles into the daily life, making every thought, word, and deed subject to the control of the Holy Spirit. He realizes that his talents were lent to him to be used in unselfish service, and that every gift not thus employed is wasted. The Christian life is a life rescued, a life taken from sin and given to Christ, a life consecrated to doing the will of God. Such a life is filled with love for God and man. When we submit to God's way, the Lord Jesus guides our minds and fills our lips with assurance. We may be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Receiving Christ, we are clothed with power. No unrighteousness is seen in the life. We are able to speak words in season to those who know not the Savior. Christ's presence in the heart is a vitalizing power, strengthening the whole being. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength.